Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week in northern Utah, we have had hurricane strength winds. It has been crazy. Trees have been pulled out of the ground. Like one day it was 90 degrees and the next day it was like 40. So people are without power for days. It's been wild here. And my allergies have been like on fire. So if I'm snuffling a little bit, you know why. But this week I wanted to talk about things aren't always what they seem. Did you know aerodynamically, the bumblebee really shouldn't be able to fly? Have you seen bumblebees? They're huge. Their wings are so tiny. But guess what? The bumblebee can't hear what other people's opinions are. So it flies. And it's miraculous until they've done studies to see that its wings are like a helicopter in a way. So it just adapts and does it differently than all the other flying little bugs. And bees are instrumental to our ecosystems. But I just thought when I heard that, and then there's a cool quote by Mary Kay Ashes that says, aerodynamically, the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly, but the bumblebee doesn't know. So it goes on flying anyway. And it made me think of how many times in our lives that we listen to the opinions of others when we really are meant to not listen to their opinions and do things that they think we can't do. In the Bible, there was a prophet named Samuel, and he had an assignment to go and pick a new king. God was not happy with the current king. He wasn't making right choices and doing things the way that God wanted things to be done. So he said, hey, Samuel, I need you to travel to Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, I want you to find a man named Jesse, and one of his sons are going to be anointed to be the king. And I want you to go do that. So Samuel packs everything up, heads out, and goes to Jesse's house. When he gets to Jesse's house, in walks the oldest son. And he's tall, he's strapping, he's got muscles, he is everything that a king would be. And Samuel says, surely this man must be whom God has chosen. And then God responded and said unto him, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And one by one, Samuel looked at his son that Jesse brought to him, and he wasn't the one. And after seven sons got brought to Samuel, he's finally like, hey, do you have any other sons? And Jesse's like, well, I do, but he's out in the yard with the sheep. And his nickname is Darling. That's what his translation of his actual name means, is Darling. So he's out in the field, he's young, he's small, he's little. They bring him in and introduce Samuel to the youngest son of Jesse, which was named David. And David locked eyes with Samuel, and Samuel instantly knew he was the one that was supposed to be anointed. So he anointed David and sent him off on his way. And what did that anointing mean? I'm sure those there and maybe the brothers and everybody looked around and was like, that was weird, you know, like, okay. And he went on with life. He went back out to his sheep and they moved along with life for a little while. But what happened is, we all know the story of David and Goliath, right? We all know that on the outside, the youngest son of Jesse did not look like the chosen one. Just like the bumblebee does not look like it should be able to fly. But it does. And David was the anointed and the chosen one. And he later went on, we know the story of David and Goliath, to prove that he was greater than they thought he was. That he was destined to rise up and be something that people thought he couldn't be. And I love, love, love that story. Because how many of us can relate to that? How many of us, hello, can raise our hand, all of us, and say that, you know what? People don't think I can do what I want to do in my life. Your deepest desires, your dreams, your hopes. There's always going to be somebody that's going to tell you, no, no. Do you know who you are? I do. But that's not true. God knows who we are. God has put in our heart those dreams and those passions. Don't discount yourself. You are great. You are good. And you are anointed to become somebody that God knows you can become. And with his help and his guidance and his belief and your dreams, we can make that happen. In 2012, at Germantown High School, just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, there were two brothers, the Andrew boys. David Andrews struggled with Down syndrome, but he was a light to all of his peers. If any of you know anybody that has Down syndrome, you know exactly what I mean. Well, one brother made the freshman basketball team. And as us moms, as we are, she went to the coach and said, hey, coach, is there any way my son David could be on the team, like an honorary team member? He could come to practices with his brother. He could sit on the bench. He could help out in any way that you need him to. And after this proposition from the mother, of course, the then coach named Wes Crump, he said, absolutely, you bet. But little did he know the impact that David would make on that team. Now, David was really good at getting the crowd going, creating smiles, generating excitement. But on game number 4, the crowd started chanting, we want David, we want David. So during the first offensive play, David ran down the left side of the floor into the deep corner. A point guard passed David the ball, and without hesitating, he shot. Swish. He made the 3-point shot. He then went on to sink several 3-point shots, and that team won first place in their county division that year. And I love that story because from the outside, you wouldn't think, oh my gosh, he's going to hit some 3-point shots. But he does. And just like from David on the outside, there is no way that scrawny little darling of a boy is going to grow up to defeat a 9-foot giant. There's no way that that huge flying insect should be able to fly, but it does. Just in life, just like you, some people think there is no way you're going to be able to do what you want to do. There's no way that your hopes, your dreams, your desires, you're not good enough for that. You're not smart enough. You're not great enough. You're not charismatic enough. You're not a good enough mom. There's so many lies that we tell ourselves, but that's what they are. They're just lies. And when we choose to have faith, when we choose to operate within that faith, we invite the power of God into our life, invite God's grace into our life, and we're able to do things that we wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have the strength of our Savior Jesus Christ. There's some miraculous power that is wrapped up in the atonement, not just for sinners, but also for those people that are going through and have continued to go through hard times. It's there to strengthen them. In my life, I had no real true grasp of the atonement until I went through a cancer battle and diagnosis and loss of my sweet husband of 13 years. There's no way I had any prior grasp or knowledge that the atonement is there for the brokenhearted, for the downtrodden, for those who are grieving, who have lost something, who don't have the strength to continue on in their own. The atonement is there for those kind of people. And not just as I thought growing up, oh man, I made this wrong choice. I need to repent. I need to use the atonement. But when we are going through life, when we get older, when we get wiser, when we choose to operate and invite God's grace into our life, we see that, wow, the atonement is there to help strengthen us and to help give us courage and hope when we have lost our own. And so many times in my life, I have lost my own hope and my own courage. But as I've gone to my knees, as I've asked God to give me his grace and strengthen me, I've been able to do things that I would never have been able to have done on my own. What do you want to do in your life? What's your dream? What is your passion? Go for it. Do it. I'm cheering for you. God's cheering for you. And it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people see in you, because they don't need to see greatness in you. God sees greatness in you. You have the greatness within you. You are anointed, just like David, to do specific things in your life at this time. And it doesn't matter what other people think or may know or judge you and your efforts to be able to do. That doesn't matter. What matters is you believe in yourself. And how do you do that? How do you start with that? That's a big thing, especially when you're down and it's hard and life's hard and everything gets in the way. But write out what your goals are. What are your passions? What do you want to do in your life? And when you invite God and his grace to help you, there is nothing that you are meant to do that you won't be able to accomplish. And this week, remember that sweet little bee, that it's flying anyway. It doesn't read the news. It doesn't hear that it looks like it shouldn't be able to fly. And so it thinks about it and thinks, you know what? Those people are probably right. I shouldn't even try to fly. It just does it. So what is in your heart? What makes you soar? What makes you fly? What are you destined to be? And invite God and his grace into your life, and you'll be strengthened and you'll be given the light and the knowledge to be able to do what you want to do. So this week, let's fly anyway. Let's not worry about other people's opinions, because we're all anointed to do great things. We're all here for things that no one else can do but you. And what is that? And that's the secret to life, to figure out what is your purpose, what is your joy, and go ahead and do it anyway. Love you guys. Have a great week. And remember, fly anyway.